I would like to now take you a little bit on a small tour where we will walk together through Vrindavan. Please turn towards the screen. I would like to show you this slides of what Mahaprabhu was likely to see, but we would have to have spiritual eyes to see. But already the Drishtaman Vrindavan, that is the Vrindavan which is visible to our present eyes, is so attractive, and it's able to evoke transcendental feelings of Krishna consciousness, so that I'm very hopeful that you will appreciate this. These are slides which were taken on our last branch roaming. The door opens for the adventure past New Seapel. I pray that my mind may become a singing bumblebee in the dust of Sri Radhika's feet, in the land of Vrindavan, where Lord Krishna eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes. May my mind be a bee, and the land of Vrindavan is a lotus, and Radhika's dust, the dust of her feet are the lotus pollen, and we want to land in that Vrindavan lotus and taste the pollen of Radharani's lotus feet. Walking through Vrindavan is Pada Sevana, worshipping Srimati Radharani and Krishna through walking and through offering respect. It is said, how can anyone attain the beautiful taste of Syama, Krishna consciousness, if he does walk through the paths where Radharani has walked, if he doesn't talk to the devotees of Radha, who are very grave in their love for Radha, and if he never ever comes to her forest. So we will try to take the dust on your head very seriously, and bring you through this experience. After the month of Kartik, when most of us were stationary and performing Kartik, chanting and doing reading and not moving much, we went to Balaram Ghat, Ram Ghat it's called, early one morning, in order to pay our obeisances to Dauji of Balaram, the older brother of Krishna. I still remember we passed this wall here and went straight, and from there we came to this temple which you will see here. It was a cow, it was early in the morning. Cow had a Paris dress. And there we explained the route of our Braj roaming. We took Gaurahari by Jajanti, they are our guides. And we wanted to walk for a long time at the banks of the Yamuna, because Yamuna Mai is one of these Unipaths, it awakens you in extended Krishna consciousness. We followed a certain route which Mahaprabhu had also taken. It is said that when at the beginning of a journey a cow shows her behind to you and makes her products, cow products, then your effort will be successful. So this is a cow which blessed us and which passed before our eyes. This is a beautiful deity of Dauji, of Balaram. It is said that Balaram expends his energy, and this is the Sandini Shakti which makes up the whole Raj. This is one of the only two Balarams in Vrindavan who are white. The other Balarams are black. Do you know why? Because Balaram thinks so much of Krishna. He is absorbed. These are just some scenes from the temple. If you want to know what is Vrindavan, you need to leave Vrindavan. It's the town of Vrindavan, which is more developed. I saw one poster in Vrindavan town which shows you where the development industry goes. Live in the kingdom of God as a king. I thought if I would have been young, I would have taken a spray and I would have said, live in the kingdom of God as a slave. It's early in the morning and we walked through Vrindavan chanting the holy name, a small group of devotees. Gaura Hari was playing the harmonium. Can see still it's very, very early. Then Ranga Devi said, oh, I would like to see a forest. Everything is fields now. Where's the forest of Vrindavan? At that time, I smiled and said, soon you will see. Don't worry. Yes. Our little group. We passed many, it was early, many French Parsis. Who like so much that if you want to conquer the heart of a Brijbasi, you must perform devotional activities to Krishna that they like so much. They are very, very respectful. Then we enter the forest. This is a place called Biharivan, where many confidential pastimes of Radha Krishna took place, which is kept like a forest, like the same style forest, by the Nimbaka Sampradaya. There is full of desire trees. Sitting there, and Gaura Hari always would prepare himself and do beautiful katas. I think the recordings are available, will be soon available, is it? They were recorded, and the lectures which were given there, you might like to get a feel of the dharma. And there we all look at one direction. What are we trying to see? You will see now. These beautiful cows which seem to have come like Krishna's Surabhi cows, all of a sudden appeared from everywhere. And you know, when they come and they come to you, they all bring something with them. It's clear to those who love Vrindavan, these cows have Krishna in their heart. And we feel this very nice in their association. Sadhus always like us very much when we do, because we just do bhajan and kirtan, and they all come around. These are the deities, Radha, Harivana. Then something happened which brought tears to my eyes. I went up a small little hill and I saw this samadhi, this statue. And something in me told me, I know this person. And I looked at a photo which was next to this. And it was my sadhu. I met him when I was young, maybe 15 years ago. And I had asked him, he was still living at that time, for his favorite story of Krishna. And he told me that once Krishna played with his cowherd voice and he lost. And according to the agreement, the loser had to carry the winner on his back. But Krishna said to his cowboys, no, I will not carry anyone today. Oh, Gopal, said the cowherd voice, why not? Are you above the rules? Yes, I am, said Krishna. Why are you above the rules? I am the son of Nanda Maharaj, the king. I am the prince. Said the Sakas. Just because your father has a few more cows than me, this doesn't put you in a situation where you are above the rule. What is a good reason that you do not want to carry any one of us? And the sadhu was explaining this. Then Krishna came and said something which he did not want to say. He regretted it. He said, I don't want to carry anyone because I'm God. Ah, oh, the Sakas. This anyone can say. Please supply a proof, a good proof to us. Krishna said, breathless, close your eyes. Sakas closed their eyes. They saw Narayan in a big hall. All the saints and rishis were singing his stutis, his glorification. And they said, Gopal, Gopal. Narayan shook his head. No, I'm God. Gopal, play with us. And Narayan said, close your eyes, please. And then they closed their eyes, and a moment later opened them. They were again in the garden. They were again with their friend Gopal. And they said, okay, today you don't have to carry anyone, but tomorrow you again have to carry it. They lived the rules. And the sadhu was explaining it so nicely. And he was crying. I only can give a summary because there are many more slides to come. But he was crying. Especially he was crying when the coward boy said, if you don't abide by the rules, we will simply no longer play with you. This was the most tragic sentence which Krishna ever had heard. His friends were threatening to not play with him. And then he cried, and the sadhu had cried. So I was there, seeing my friend. A samadhi had been built for him. The friend who had shared Krishna Katha with me immediately paid my obeisances, and I prayed to him, you are now for sure with Krishna. Please drop a good word about me. Who's struggling, who has remained here in the material world, so that at the end the Lord will take me to him. It was very moving. I actually even asked this, I told this man who took care of the samadhi that I had met his master, and his master had told me this story, and if he could, because he was his disciple, please bless me that I would meet my friend again. He blessed me. So I'm only here with you for a few more days. There are many first-class cows. These are the cows you saw earlier. They came around to greet us. They are Krishna cows. They are alive. They are meaning. Then so many other cows came when we were eating breakfast and running east of the garden, our breakfast. But all the time we felt, oh, these cows are much more advanced or dear to Krishna than us. A very kind, very happy with devotees. Very conscious. You know, this cow there on the right side looks very much like the cow. He looks around the corner at the ears. So Ranga Devi saw her forest on that morning. He then left that forest and went to another forest. Oh, my dear devotees, one day it would be nice if we can all walk through the land of Vrindavan, sing Krishna's names there, hear about the Lord there. It's totally different. You feel that you have reached perfection. You are there in the kingdom of God. In the villages, they always sweep the floors. They make cow dung patties to bake their chapatis. And the roads are Vrindavan roads. Sometimes like this and sometimes like that. We always sing all the time, so it's a moving Sankirtan party. Then we came to Akshayavat. It is under this same tree where the cowherd boys used to wrestle for chanting sadhu. It is under the same tree where they used to imitate the peacocks. They dance like the peacocks. Very friendly sadhus that take care of some cows. And we just relish the pastimes of Krishna. He was all the time there, the sadhu. He's very friendly. When you hear about Krishna in these places, it seems that everything comes to life, much like, you know, the content of a pop-up book where you open the book and shoot, the whole a castle is there, or whatever comes popping out of the book. Krishna comes really, when you do Krishna Katha, he just seems to be present. Often see parrots who join you, and the peacocks who come. The Lord Chaitanya moved through the forest of Vrindavan, and all these recognized him as the self same Krishna. The atmosphere of, I wouldn't say peace, it's more, it's a loving, if love has an atmosphere, you will find it in Vrindavan. It is, everyone is just so friendly and wants to interact with you. is the Ram Temple. These devotees are sometimes different. All they do is throughout the day chanting very advanced. Yeah, you see, sometimes the path is not so visible, so we walk through the forest or not through the fields and get the treatment of Braj is also there. This is removing a splinter. When you are in Vrindavan and you walk and you have a bad thought, then you step often in splinters. And then you know all this dam acts like a mirror. It mirrors back my thought. It is alive, very much alive. This is what I wanted to say. Alive, it rewards you, it responds to you. And this is the most beautiful work I've ever done in this lifetime. I think the pictures will show you a little bit of both the dimensions. The Drishtamandal, what we can see, and also I hope to show you what we cannot see. We are just now going. The Yamuna is on our left. This is also the Yamuna riverbed, but it's not monsoon time, so it's empty. The cows we saw.
Thank you. Jesus.
See it on this picture, but he has a belt of wood. That means he cannot sleep, really. You know, when you lie down, the belt of wood, it is highly uncomfortable. So he needs a few 10 minutes a day. This is tapasya. He is there taking care of that tree there, Lord Krishna. Saw the gopis fully surrendered to him. And just a very amazing place. Chiyagat is the name. Behind this door where the cow is our bathroom. We took the bath here. There's two cows. No problem, they are uncomplicated. And here is the deity of Katyayani, which the gopis worship during, right after the month of Kartik. She is Yogamaya, who arranges the unification or the meeting of the soul and Krishna. And we stayed in this temple as my room was just next to the deity, and she appeared in the dream in the night, giving a very important instruction for my spiritual life. Here the Matatis, they cook the breakfast like bridge buses. Look at this photo. There's a very nice devotee staying there. His name is Balaram Das. It's a small temple, but he has big plans. He came there on the order of his Guru Maharaj, who requested him to build a temple for Yogamaya. And he's such a good devotee. There are all these Brijvasis coming worshipping Katyayani. Very serious. In the morning, full of singing songs for Katyayani, worshipping. It's very nice to watch the Brijvasis worship Radha and Krishna. And Lord Shiva, of course. These are just a few impressions of the morning pujas, or the morning programs, which are going on there. There's so much simplicity is there, but in the simplicity, so much devotion you can see. Someone cooking. It's amazing what they can cook on these wood stoves. Hare Krishna. Grandpa is also there. I think he was resting, and then he saw the rest of the devotees and got up. Am I dreaming or what? In Vrindavan, they see Tulsi very much like a living person, so they have covered her with cloth because it's cold in the night. Cooking pastimes. These people have materially so little and spiritually so much. It's in that contrast where you can see what it means to take shelter. And really, they are so alive, such strong personalities. Hare Krishna. And Krishna Bhakti is just so much in their blood. This is something for which I learned, I didn't know, but in the summer, some as kids go inside there and burn a fire and have this little house for increased heat. By these austerities, they develop certain powers. If you want to be strong, give up many things. That strengthens you. And that's the principle they do. It is said Vinda Devi keeps 1 million parrots. Sorry, I forgot the exact number. I don't think it's right, but many parrots as her personal messengers who communicate back and forth to bring news of Radha Krishna. Can you see the parrots here? I really want to thank Vaidyayanti for bringing these moving parts to us, these memories of stimulants Krishna consciousness. Maybe all of you will take parrots home and put them in their rooms to remember. What I like in the Brijbasis taste is they have amazing feelings for colors. You find colors there which you don't find anywhere else. And that's us going into the wilderness of Vrindavan. And back you see Ananda Chaitanya. It's difficult to capture a land which lives in the photo camera, but I think some ideas you get. You may have heard that the Yamuna is in peril, in peril means in trouble because of so much pollutions. But when you are here, out in Braj, you forget all about this. Because you can see the goddess is never ever harmed by the troubles which the human beings give. Therefore, when you walk next to Yamuna, there's something which you cannot see, something which is not apparent. And that is the tremendous atmosphere which is emanating from Yamuna Ji. When we were walking, we saw this holy scripture. It is the Ramcharitamanas. Once the book Krishna Lila Stava of Sanatana Goswami was extinct, it was no longer available. One devotee lamented that I would like to read this book which tells us how to meditate about Krishna's pastime. I would like to have it. And he cried at the banks of the Yamuna. As he was crying, a bundle came drifting down the Yamuna. When he made it inside the Yamuna and got the bundle and opened it, he found Krishna Lila Stava. I think many of you have heard about this book. It is a book where you offer obeisances to Krishna and meditate about segments of his pastimes. Very nice guidebook. continue to sing and walk. At one stage, you will see a little adventure. We couldn't continue our walking any longer. There was no path, so we had to all cross the swiftly flowing current. And do you know what we found out afterwards? It was a candle which had Ganga water, which was brought there from Lucknow. So you will see this in a moment. This is a good place to go. Many snakes there. There's a snake from this hole who showed us how to leave all things behind in the next book of the Bhagavad.
Oh, Thank you.
Maribor, Hare Krishna. What do you think? I think personally that as we are hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic travels in Vrindavan, we must wonder how was it? It said that he saw the cows and the peacocks and the parrots talk, one male parrot praised Krishna and the female parrot praised Radha. Mahaprabhu heard all this, so we might wonder, how was this, or how do we understand this? And when we walk actually through the Vrindavan at the present time, we find so much of these udipats or stimulus which can help us to awaken our Krishna consciousness. That you know, when I see these slides, I think, wow, and I congratulate the photographer, but I also think I can't really capture, because this is not just an external journey, it's always an internal journey for everyone who goes through Vrindavan. Why is it internal? Because internal means these stimulus. My little message to you today, on our second full festival day, we have completed it, is to take the knowledge of stimulus with you. See, for most of us, our minds are like lakes which are surrounded by these what do you call this? What you use on roofs? It's straw, but big straw. What do you call it? Shilf. Yeah, shilf in German language. What stilts. Is it in English?
Stilts.
Is it called stilts? Reeds. It's these plants which grow at the edge of lakes. They dry out the lakes, they suck out all the water. So if our mind is surrounded by these stalks, these reeds are the word, reeds, then we are sucked out. Our mind is surrounded only by sense objects. So therefore, why not take these Krishna conscious udipats with you at your home place? There is this nice calendar of Radha Madan Mohan. I think you should take one calendar and bring one for your friends. Or you can take peacock feathers from Vrindavan, or good pictures like this one of the Yamuna. Put it on your walls. Do something. Put life on your lifeless walls. Have music going on, kirtans, which fill the atmosphere of your house. And take the big ones, the Bhagavatam, and so on. Make your play, allow yourself to be stimulated by these Krishna conscious udipats and feel how your life changes. Hare Krishna. I think there's a decoration, the idea of the decoration of the Sangha Mela, something which reminds us, which stimulates us. Having said this, I know, yes, this is a good time to at least we can still. Tomorrow is a big day, do you know? Tomorrow is the 31st, which will become the 1st. And we will celebrate all day, we will start with a big kirtan event from 11 o'clock onwards. With a group, and then there will be theater plays and discussions and surprises until 12 o'clock in the night. So I suggest that we end here so that you come early to bed. I think this in the interest of Jaya Krishna. In this way, get ready for tomorrow. But if you don't want to go to bed, I guess Ojaji still has a little voice left. Well, it feels bad to just leave the deities, isn't it? Maybe we can ask Sri Krishna to lead them. We will do a little kirtan until the deity curtain closes. It's so atheistic to just leave the deities. So Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.